Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They still on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then write us an email saying this app's not working, that app's not working.
Yeah, we should probably have our own app, huh?
I'd like that.
That'd be crazy.
We could bring that up.
Yeah.
But it's kind of out of our hands.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for listening to the show, however you get the show, podcast, streaming and radio stations.
Hey,
with advertising. Boom. Patronize the advertisers, please.
Please.
Yeah.
This day in 97, the coldest World Series game ever. 38 degrees.
That's the coldest one ever?
38 degrees. Marlins, Indians in Cleveland, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yep. 38 degrees.
Yeah, it's... I don't like sitting at football games 38 degrees, and baseball is just right. Way slower and just a different kind of game.
I still do you think baseball will ever adapt? I understand the economy impacts of having 162 games and having 88 home games for cities. You know what I mean? But like that is such a long season, man.
There are people that in that business that say it should be contracted because it would cause attendance would go up.
Sure,
because it'd be less games,
less opportunity.
Right, and you could play the World Series where it was at the beginning of October.
Right, the boys of October.
Right,
yeah. And that's why people go to football games right. Because there's an urgency to see that football game.
There is urgency.
There's only going to be 15 more of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Only 8 home games. Yeah, this is a completely different monster. Joe Tessitore last night. I would like to illustrate the Cheaters win last night. They go 7-0. And at one point, he caught me, you know, like, again, Joe Tessitore, a fine broadcaster, but he just gets caught up in the grandeur of everything that is not grandeur.
There's a lot of those guys. The thing is that there's a lot of those guys are secondary broadcasters we'll ever hear in college, especially college.
Yeah.
When they go back to a college and act like it's the best one ever. No, they're all the same. You say it every week.
Yeah.
But the main guys were subject. I don't watch the game last night, but since he's on a main broadcast, we watch him. But he's a secondary guy. I'm trying to say, because you know, if you've watched any kind of Big Ten coverage weekend, it's not the main game. It's all grandeur.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, I know you're new at this and blah blah.
That's what he brings to the table. And last night he went on and on about the great Julian Edelman. Now this has two parts to it to me. Because, look, his performance in big games and his, like, postseason performance has been truly amazing.
Oh, well, yeah.
But that has also been because of the opportunity and the timing that he played for the Patriots where he's in the postseason constantly, right?
And right. And the ball gets thrown right at him.
Yeah, I mean, so he's second all-time in postseason catches, but he's also probably one of the leaders in postseason appearances.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
So
easily. Does he lead the league in Instagram posts from
chicks he banged, right?
Chicks that he banged the previous night.
Don't you think if anybody's going to be CTE, it's that dude?
Edelman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That he's going to be like eating porridge in 10 years.
Yes.
That dude is just.
He is football.
He plays the way he plays and the way he gets hit.
He is football.
Yeah, he is.
And he, you know, cheated and used PEDs to get there and probably is doing it still.
I think unless that guy's got super genes, everything's going to happen to that dude that's bad. It can happen to somebody. It just seems that way.
I don't disagree.
Just the way he plays the game.
So Tessitore goes on mentioning his Super Bowl MVP, but doesn't mention the MVP ED, doesn't mention the PEDs.
That's right.
Which part
you
two of
mention
this.
That.
So first of all, the grandeur of Julian Edelman, a Hall of Famer. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. But then secondly, why does nobody care? Here's a known cheater, a known PED abuser.
He didn't kneel for the
national
anthem.
Right, and who nobody, and they're still just talking about how great he is and what he's done in the postseason, why he should be in the Hall of Fame. And then baseball is still sitting there with guys who used less than PEDs. who yes. Mark McGwire's, you know, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds is on the fence about that, but
I don't know.
Those are some of the greatest players baseball has ever known, and they are ostracized from their sport. Whereas a guy like Julian Edelman, Brian Cushing, all these other guys who use PEDs in the NFL, come on back.
Well, they took in a murderer, and this is nothing for them.
And there's that. I mean, it's just the difference in perspective right. to me. It's really fascinating, man.
Yeah, he did cheat.
Julian Edelman, the great Julian Edelman,
and the Patriots
have
cheated and been caught a bunch of times.
So. I mean, he was suspended in the year he was the Super Bowl MVP for six games, and nobody ever mentioned that he was suspended for PEDs.
It's Patriots. NFL loves the Patriots.
They do. Those sons of murderers. Bill Belichick, so they've played seven games. They've faced nine quarterbacks. They have picked off every one of them.
Yeah. They're going to win the Super Bowl, so let's
maybe
move
not.
On to next year. Let's hope not.
Maybe not. But I feel like I depressed you bringing all should I not talk about that?
I hate the Patriots.
Okay.
And I think that I'm not mad at you for bringing them up. But I know they're the story, but it's just I just don't care anymore. It's like I don't care about vaginas and penises. we were talking earlier about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to say about them anymore. They're just – they're great, and until somebody beats them, I'm bored.
Do you have a preference? Vaginas or penises?
Vaginas.
All right.
Yeah. But I like my penis. I was alluding to a fact earlier. I'm not mad at you for bringing it up.
No,
I think it's fine. They played last night. We got to talk about the Patriots. Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, I've worked through the angst with them because it's amazing.
It's not even angst. It's like, whatever. Somebody got to beat them. If they don't beat them, it's going to be boring to me.
Yep. Sorry, I am totally distracted by that right there. Trump compares impeachment probe to a lynching. People lose their jobs over that, but he won't. So the 49ers are also undefeated. Again, the 49ers are also undefeated.
Yep.
So you got Cheaters at 7-0, the Niners at 6-0, and then the Breezeless Saints are 6-1 with him coming back. Aaron and the Packers are 6-1, and then as we all knew, the Buffalo Bills are 5-1.
Right. But it's a long season, man.
It is. Things can go
with the exception of the Patriots, every one of those teams could lose.
You ain't lying.
Really, with everything except the Patriots.
None of these teams could go to the playoffs.
Well, they all might make the playoffs.
They might.
They're all.
Until the Bills beat the Patriots, I'm not getting excited about them. Until they do that, they're still going to be second place in their division.
They barely beat
the
Dolphins. Bengals, Dolphins, Falcons, Washington, and Jets, just the worst so far. The Falcons may be surprising. Now, we've talked about
the Falcons, everything they stand for.
Yeah, they're getting that
karma. I thought
about
them the other day again.
Well, and look at the Rams struggling, too. You know, there's always that team that's in the Super Bowl that can't get back to the playoffs, and it looks like maybe it's the Rams. We'll see. I know they just beat up on somebody, but.
Once again, every Monday's a different story, except with the Patriots. Really, it's
true that. It is a revolving story.
It's always a different story.
Short of Belichick.
Yeah, right.
So, remember Joe Buck laying it on Randy Moss over a fake mooning way back in whatever that was, 05?
Did Moss finally respond to
this? He did get back at him. So, if you're new to this, in 05 again. 05. In a football game at Lambeau, Randy Moss scores a touchdown, big touchdown, and he turns and fakely moons the Packer fans.
Right, which, by the way, Packer fans would do the opposing teams all himself.
Right, he doesn't actually take down his pants.
No,
I think he was responding to people who were mooning the team bus
on the way in
as they approached the stadium.
That's right, which is fine.
That's what Packer fan does.
But Joe Buck in 2005 said, this is a quote, "That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss, and it's unfortunate that we had that on our air live. That is disgusting by Randy Moss."
Oh, he was so indignant.
He was so pissed.
Unbelievable. And nobody was, except for him.
So this weekend, Joe Burrow is LSU's quarterback and probably the Heisman front runner. This weekend, kind of got de-pantsed as somebody was trying to tackle him. A Mississippi State player grabbed him by the back of his britches, and you saw a little butt crack there.
Yeah, a lot of butt crack.
So during Come On Man, I think Puss is trying to find a link if you want to see
I'm
a white quarterback butt. So during Come On Man, which is a great segment on Monday Night Football, Randy Moss showed that, the Joe Burrow de-pantsing, and then what a disgusting act.
He
threw
it
right. Yes, he threw it right back at Joe.
Good.
Like, screw you. Now, apparently they buried the hatchet between each other, but I still love that Randy Moss chose to do that.
Did the guy that had the Joe Buck Sucks t-shirt get thrown out of that game? Oh, we keep talking about that. We never heard much about that.
And I want one of those t-shirts.
Yeah. You know, I think you probably just make one.
I could. With a Sharpie.
With a Sharpie.
Maybe I will.
If we can have a whole team of disc golfers with Suck It Jesus t-shirts,
we
can get you a Joe Buck Sucks shirt.
Good point. Suck It Jesus t-shirts.
They put the Troikman, Dexter Manley, Troikman line on the back.
Yeah. No, that's homophobic.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, never mind. It's not cool. Joe Buck wants one.
Oh, I'm out.
He just sucked all the cool right out of that.
Damn it. Yeah. That is disgusting.
Yeah. I read We Suck this morning.
That's
too,
the way to deflect that. Yeah. Just to embrace it.
Oh, yeah, you got to embrace that.
So this Joe Burrow at LSU, looks legit, and this quarterback looks great, and he's the Heisman
leader right now.
Pick now. Yeah, but back, if you remember the beginning of the college football season, it was either Sunshine at Clemson or Tua at Alabama.
Right.
I mean,
and
they
the
were.
Dude for, and the dude that's for Oklahoma's kicking
Jalen
ass,
Hurts.
Too. Yeah, Hurts, yeah.
Yes,
and
but
Martinez.
The two. Yeah, right. Yeah. He was on. Yeah, he
Husker
was
fan.
In people's bullseyes for a minute.
Husker fan.
Right. Yeah. Now. So, at the beginning of the year, though, the prohibitive favorites to win the Heisman Trophy
was the Clemson dude, right?
Was the Clemson dude or Tua at Alabama.
Right.
So, now it's this Joe Burrow. Well, some dude back then bet $50 on Joe Burrow to win the Heisman Trophy. This was 12/7/19 at 8 p.m. Eastern time. He laid
what
a ticket at 200-1 for Joe Burrow to win the Heisman
How
Trophy.
How much is that?
That is worth $10K.
Man.
So that's a nice get. Now, I've never heard of this. His book, he posted about this like in the last month he's been posting about it. The book he laid the bet through has been trying to buy him out of it. They're telling him to try and cash out. So it started at $1,300. It's gone up to $1,800. Now he's at $3,800 from the book he placed the bet with.
And it's 10 grand.
And it's 10 grand on the line if he wins the Heisman.
Oh, so
well, and the thing is, if Burrow has a bad week, that offer goes down.
And he has said it has fluctuated. Like a bye week, they actually gave him no offer. They just said, nah, screw
you. You know, depending how broke you are and how much money you need at that moment, the book's obviously worried.
Yes. So they would rather pay him $3,800 than $10K.
They're playing deal or no deal.
Right.
They're trying to hedge the bet.
I'm letting it ride for a while because it's still – unless he – I mean, if he has two bad games, you're screwed maybe. If he has one bad
in
game,
a hurry.
He might – the offer might still be there, but it might be still a grand or something like that.
Yeah. But he still may win the Heisman.
Yeah.
So he's still got $10K sitting there. That's a fun game. I did not realize that books these days offer buyouts.
I thought that's not just something.
I've never heard of
that. That's some guy at the bar. That's an actual book.
No, you could see a screenshot. He's using an offshore or some sort of legal site.
Well, I know, we all know there's a book. Since Iowa's cooler than Nebraska, and they got legal betting over there. And I know a bookie that does it through he books locally, but he also has the app. All the stuff is taken care of in Costa Rica.
There's an offshore site.
Yeah.
That's where a lot
of I guess the buyouts are out there, but.
I'd never heard of it, but I'd never known anybody on the
hook.
This
guy must be
just
a big
like
LSU fan, too, so he's probably going to let it ride.
I've never heard of that before.
You would only pick that guy if you're an LSU fan, right? Because you wouldn't even know him, would you?
More than likely. I mean, unless this is what your gig is, unless you're a handicapper
You have the rose colored yellow LSU glasses. If you're betting $50 on this guy.
Most people have never heard of him.
Right, exactly.
December 7th of 19 at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
So he bet this before the national title game last year. He bet this in the college football offseason, basically. It'd be tough, man. If you, $50 investment to turn $3,800 sounds fair to me right now.
Yeah, it does. It does. I'd say give me five and I'm out.
Because if LSU loses, Burrow is out.
Yeah. Give me five, I'm out.
Five and we'll go.
Yeah.
That'd be a good ROI.
Right. But it's through a book, though. Do they contact the IRS for you? Or you do get that cash and it's on you? You got to remember
this question.
Yeah.
Joe
Burrow.
I think that's your responsibility.
Is the son of former University of Nebraska player Jimmy Burrow.
Jimmy.
Also played in the NFL and CFL, his dad.
I didn't know that. Why didn't he come here? I
don't know.
What'd you say? The son?
Son of. Jimmy Burrow.
There was a Jamie Burrow as well.
But $3,800 is pretty good, though. You're right, Pete.
I mean, $3,800, when you put 50 down on it, like you.
The reason he didn't come is he wanted to play at a school that had a shot at a national championship. That's what I'm thinking.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm just tossing that out there.
Well, I think that's a fair observation.
Right. He didn't want to go to some place that's rebuilding and will be good about the 6 years after he graduated.
Right.
That's my guess.
And Husker fan has to admit that, too. Smart one does.
Yeah.
The rest of them, screw Todd.
They can't even understand why guys go to Iowa.
Everything he rides in on.
The big picture, college football, LSU is the number two team in the country now. It's funny how, Clemson's down to four. They dropped again, getting 9 first place votes, but they're down
Alabama?
To four.
I was just looking this up.
Thank you, Puss.
They've got Auburn this week, Alabama next week.
Man, what a then brilliant.
Auburn's number nine, by the way.
And then Ole Miss, Arkansas, and A&M. That's the remainder
joke.
Of their schedule.
Right. My Husker insider tells me that the reason he didn't go to Nebraska is because he didn't get an offer.
Oh. Well, it's very possible.
Yeah. And he wanted to play for a national championship program.
It's very possible where he's a pro-style quarterback, and that's not exactly the offense that they're implementing in Nebraska.
I haven't seen him play this year. Right?
Yeah, he's more pro. He's a thrower of the football.
Plus, it's warmer there.
Plus, it's LSU.
It's LSU.
I don't care if you got an offer. Yeah. You ain't going there.
No, you're right. It's LSU. You're going there.
No, it's stupid Pelini.
No, you're going to LSU.
Recruit him.
It's Pelini.
Jesus Christ.
It is stupid Pelini.
I'm still blaming Mike Riley and Pelini
Pelini.
For their own overbearing attitudes.
That'll work for a while.
So for, the average points spread at the top seven in college football.
Someone said Game Day interviewed the QB about his dad playing for Nebraska. They asked him how much Nebraska had in him. He said none. Yeah, that was on them then. That's on Nebraska.
Yeah.
But once again, LSU.
Would he have gone there?
No, you're going to LSU.
I mean, would he have gone there?
Yeah.
And I'm told that he just transferred to LSU out of Ohio State.
Right.
So.
Oh, he would have been. Because he would have been behind
Fields,
who went in there from Georgia, right? Yeah. I love the way college football is doing that now.
Yeah.
I love
these
the free
quarterbacks
agency.
Moving around.
I love
that's
the
their
free,
right.
It is their right.
Right.
It is their right.
And that right was
and it
removed
pisses off
for
hardcore
so long.
Fans, which I love.
And it pisses off Nick Saban as well because he can't over recruit as much.
There you go.
He still will.
I love that you're doing that.
I'm all for anything that pisses off Saban.
Yep.
I really am.
Or old school college football fan. I like that.
But he's all
you
for,
should stay here and back up the guy and be part of the team.
Learn.
You want to play.
I'm guessing
learn.
This is the kind of thing that would upset Bob Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. What doesn't?
He might spit out a rotten
chips.
Tooth bitching about
on.
That. Sorry.
Did you say old school football? Wisconsin, to me, really resonated as an old school Big Ten team this past
big
weekend.
Time.
Because, here I'm thinking like, wow, they're big enough. They can lean on those SEC guys. Maybe this team can compete. And then they fall on their face. And that is as old school Big Ten as it gets. A team you thought is relevant, and then they just
the
fall
way
on
you beat
their
SEC guys, is, and my boys in Ohio State are doing, they're recruiting speed.
You
the
got
only,
to.
Only shot to
speed
beat
on
SEC
edge.
Guys is speed.
Speed on edge.
Right.
You got to have it, man. So there's, as I see it, really six teams. There's six undefeated teams. Bama, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Penn State on the outliers. Penn State up to six.
I think I heard somebody say this before. The first one that loses should be out of the top four until something else happens.
Right. It won't happen if it's Bama or LSU or maybe even Ohio State and maybe even Clemson because they're all getting first place votes.
Yeah. Most conferences end up, when they're in the schedule, cannibalizing each other. But the only ones that get away with one or two losses
is SEC.
You have one loss or two losses in any other conference, you're not going to get a
break. If Penn State and Ohio State stay undefeated, whoever wins that game, and then if they're undefeated the rest of the way, should be in the top four.
Well, and to illustrate Todd's point, I mean, there are in the top ten, there are five SEC teams.
Yeah.
So that is part of why those one-loss teams get that exception.
And how many of them have a loss?
Georgia and Auburn and Florida, and that's with the exception of Georgia's case, I believe those are the teams that are in the top ten.
Yeah, and Georgia lost to an unranked team.
I know.
But a conference team.
I know.
But unranked.
But a conference team, a team that would beat a lot of other top-tier Power 5 conference teams.
Like ASU lost to a ranked team this past weekend, and I'm pretty sure they're out of the top 25 now, aren't they?
I'd look at the top 10.
That's up to you.
You
got to check in that.
I guess.
You figure that out.
I mean, in college football, there are 10 teams that are almost relevant, and that's not even really true. Because just because you're in the top 10 don't make you relevant. In college football.
No, not
because
for the,
you're
not
still
the
six.
Not for the championship.
Yeah, you're six spots out.
Nope, not for the championship.
Oh, no, they dropped to 24.
Oh, 24. Still in.
Herm.
Yeah. Still
Fire
in.
Fire Herm.
See, they lost. Here's another. I mean, that's just stupid. They lost to a team they were supposed to lose to based on rating.
Right.
And they dropped seven spots?
Yep.
Yeah. That seems fair enough.
Does it, though?
You're supposed to lose.
They were ranked four less than the team they were playing, so they dropped seven spots from where they were. College football, the rush of judges, I just do not understand the math sometimes.
I'm surprised they're in the top 25 at all, actually.
You're Negatod, remember that.
I mean, they're always just trying to move these new teams into the top 25.
I know, for no reason.
For no reason. No just because, they've been receiving votes. Now this team lost, so we'll move them in there because it doesn't friggin' matter anyway.
But it's about the They play for the heart of it.
The kids, man.
Right. They play for the kids and the school.
Play for the Pac-12 championship, but it looks like Utah is going to take that division because they're good.
They're pretty good, yeah. They got one of the better running backs in the country.
And a good defense.
Very good defense. College football is so jacked up because, I mean, there's 120 teams that start the year 0-0 or however many, 132.
And most of them
There's six of them that have a chance to do anything but win their conference division championship.
That's it.
How lame is that?
Yeah, you get to go to a lame-ass bowl game.
How lame is that? That is totally so lame,
I'm
man.
With you. We need
kids don't play for the passion.
We need 12 or 16 teams in the playoffs,
They play for the bowl game swag.
They play for the swag, man. Yeah. Like, they play for the Jumpman gear. They play for the free food and free slushies.
Ooh, slushies.
Yeah.
I could use one of those
play
right
for
now.
The Doritos.
The oranges at halftime. The free tattoos.
And the great education.
The jewelry in their ears.
And the future job at Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
You know, I mean, those opportunities exist as well.
They're going pro in something else.
Yep, going pro in
something else.
We can upgrade you to a mustache.
We'll pick you up.
Struggling kid 22 trying to get a job.
Just a kid, man.
That's what they are. I end up being. Join the club. You get 22 looking for a gig sucks.
They've got some built-in advantages.
If they stay in the area.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of them don't want to live in that area.
Yes.
You know. I remember my buddy graduated from North Carolina. He could have stayed in North Carolina and got a job with somebody, but he wanted to come home. And he was a struggling dumbass like the rest of us.
Right. Should have stayed in the area.
Thank you, Beatty.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.